Today, my daughter Salish reveals her insane new holiday routine controlled by Instagram.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Including an epic holiday room makeover.
Salish's holiday routine today is going to be controlled by an advent calendar.
What?
Each day has been suggested by Instagram, and if you get them all done before it gets dark, you don't have to do number 12.
What's number 12?
Oh no!
You gotta get through the other. Hit number one.
Holiday Starbucks taste test?
Fun.
I'm down. Let's go. Every day needs to start with Starbucks.
Every day. We ordered the four holiday drinks. Salish doesn't know what they are, and she's going to taste each one of them and see if she can get them all right. So ranking these each, bussin' or not bussin'?
Do not say that, Dad. Just speak your 19th century language.
Yo, this drink is bussin', yo.
I'm going to try this one first. Peppermint mocha?
Peppermint hot chocolate, yes.
Oh, yay. I like this one.
What out of 10?
10.
Next one.
Creme brulee.
Yes, 2 for 2.
-1 out of 10.
Not a big creme brulee fan. Next.
Gingerbread.
Yes.
I don't like that one. I'm gonna give it a 3. Next thing.
Starbucks, sponsor us. She loves Starbucks.
I don't know. Sugar something, like something like sugar. Sugar cookie.
There it is.
Okay, Dad, I'm gonna take this one. You can have the rest.
Oh.
If you saw the doghouse video, you know I'm top natter. Oh yeah, I don't have to do dishes for weeks. How you doing, Dad?
Just finishing your dishes.
Yep, cause I'm top natter. Okay, time for number 2.
Let's see what's in it.
Winter skincare routine? I can do this one. These are the 5 products that I'm gonna try out today. First, I'm gonna put my hair back. This is the first cleanser. Oh, it's like an oil. Oh, wow. A lot of chemical reactions. I don't want to put this on my face. That smells disgusting. As long as it keeps my skin hydrated, I guess. I'm using a fresh towel so that the bacteria from the old towel doesn't get on my face. Okay, it kept my skin hydrated, I think. I'm gonna rate it maybe a 6 out of 10 just because of the smell, but it worked, I think. And this clean strengthens your skin and renews it and restores it and rebalances it. I guess I am feeling rebalanced. I don't really know what that means, but sure. Now I'm gonna try this detoxifying clay mask. Whoa, there's a scooper thingy. It's purple. Okay, it's actually pretty good. It's kind of itching, it's kind of burning. Is this supposed to burn? Refreshed and looks brighter? 10 minutes? I'm not doing 10 minutes. Really burns. Maybe it's just working a little too well. I'm not waiting 10 minutes, I'll wait like 2 minutes. While we wait, let me ask you guys some questions. What did you guys do for the holidays? I went to Big Bear for Thanksgiving. It was really fun. I got my mom a birthday present. Because her birthday is the day before mine. Yes, it's time to wash off. Whoa, made my skin red. Guys, made my skin a little red, but okay. Hopefully that's like what's supposed to happen. I look like I got sunburned. 3 out of 10. Hopefully it works. Next, this, you open it and you start pumping it. Whoa, that's so cool, it made a flower. Let's try it. Hopefully it works. Moisturizing your skin in the winter is really important so you don't have dry skin. Feels really good. And it actually kind of got rid of the redness. As you might notice, my skincare routine is a little bit different because I thought I would switch it up a little bit in the winter. The next product, some Aquaphor to keep my lips moisturized. I need to hurry up so I don't have to do number 12. The last step is this snail juice. Ew. Technically, it's called snail mucin. And guys, the snails were not harmed. I am not trying this, but fortunately, I have someone else that will. It got on me! Danny! Ew! Dad, hurry up!
Oh my God, what is going on?
It got on me! Snail juice!
Oh, did you just spray it?
Stop!
Ugh.
Put it on your face. What? It makes you look younger.
Oh, it does?
This is from slugs.
Oh.
It's disgusting.
Is it gonna make me look younger? Sandy, yeah. Like do a filter or something. So I look younger now? So I'm gonna wash it off.
No! You have to leave it on all night.
What?
Okay, bye! Next challenge, let's go.
If I'd have to wear snail juice all over my face all night to look young, I'll just stay looking old.
Dad!
I'm not, what? No, nothing, I'm not, I didn't wash it off.
Why is your face all wet?
I'm sweating. Oh, my face. Remember, if she doesn't get it all done before dark,
I'm gonna get it done.
Otherwise, number 12, that's gonna be fun.
Get changed, time for a holiday outfit.
Oh, holiday outfit, oh yeah.
Okay, I guess. These are all of the holiday outfits that I picked out from Target for $10 or less with Black Friday sale. So let's pick one. I'm gonna wear one of these 2 white tank tops. This one's really thick. These shorts look a little big. I'm gonna wear these. This maybe, too fluffy, or this. It has a Christmas tree. Truck heart shorts, and it's the exact same thing, and a long sleeve. I don't really like this pattern. Fuzzy socks are such a good thing for the holidays. Okay, what would match the red ones? These shoes, because it looks like the Grinch. Ready for the outfit? Ta-da! Walk into the next challenge.
Like the fit, it's bussin'.
Dad know?
Let me just tell him. I need to hurry up. Holiday room makeover?
Fun.
That means I get to go shopping.
Let's go. We're going to Target.
Hurry up. I've been waiting to decorate my room for Christmas for so long, and now I can finally do it for some pillows.
Isn't it sweet that she's 14 and letting me push her in a car?
I'm not 14 yet.
Now, when we filmed it, she wasn't, but by the time we post it, she is, and there's going to be a birthday video coming soon.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No.
She doesn't know about it, but there is.
Okay, first this pillow. I like this one because I feel like it's very real life. Drive home, you have your Christmas tree on your car.
You're just doing one pillow? What's wrong with the red?
It's just too red.
It's too red? You want a Christmas blankie?
No.
Feel soft.
Wait, stop. I like this.
Wait, Sandy, replay 1 minute ago. You're not going to do the red?
It's just too much.
This is what it's like. And I bet you anything, within 5 minutes, we're going to have to come back and do it all over again because she's going to change her mind.
We're getting it for outside of the house.
Actually, good idea.
Perfect. All this stuff is really exciting, but wait till you see what I'm going to get for Nito. Either of these.
That's so cute, actually. So, you want that one?
Yeah.
No, this one's better.
No, I like this one.
Comment below. This one, right? Not this
actually,
one.
Actually, I don't like either of them.
Sandy, add a graphic that has steam coming out of my ears.
Actually, do I like it? I like the red one.
This is what it's like. I just want to remind you of one thing. Number 12.
Shoot, let's go, Dad.
I've decided for you that
Fine.
One.
Fine, let's go.
That is boring.
I like it.
It's actually boring.
Exactly, it's boring. It matches. You like this
one. Yes!
I like this one. I don't like either. Now we need towels that look like Christmas. I like this.
Oh, I like it too. Wow, we agree.
It's a bath mat. I'm regretting my decision. This one.
Did I call it Sandy replay? Within 5 minutes, we're gonna have to come back and do it all over again. The fact that she can't make a decision is guaranteeing that she's gonna have to do number 12.
Nope.
Personally, I am so excited for it. Don't you want this?
No. Actually, let's pick one. Not the dog aisle.
Nope, the present.
I like this one.
What?
Wait, what one of these do I like?
I don't know.
$12, too much.
She stays on a budget.
Christmas candles, smell all of these and I'll smell all of those.
Sure, but there's gonna be midnight before we even leave Target.
Let's go.
Green must be pine. Actually, what is that smell?
I like it.
It also has no smell at all. Smell that. Right? It has no smell. Did you smell
what
you... Did you... Whoa! That was a lot. A dollar if you guess it right. Go.
Eggnog.
Pumpkin spice.
Same thing!
For $10.
Christmas spice?
Almond.
How is that almond?
So no candle after all that? A room mist?
Yeah.
What's left?
The lights in the Christmas tree.
Let's go.
Last year I did a full holiday room makeover, but this year I only have time for a couple of things. The hard thing is my room's all pink now, so I can't really match that to Christmas.
This is Holiday Central.
Next trees, here are a bunch right here, and wait to see which one I pick. Let's get 1A2 and 1A3. Here are my holiday lights. Actually, not those, because these ones twinkle. So these are my holiday lights. Now it's time to get Nidal's gift. This looks small enough. Perfect. Happy holidays, Nidal. This is so cute. And now it's time for a room makeover. First, let's do the bedding. I love the white, but like, no. Hey. I should have gotten new sheets, but I forgot about that. Take this off. Let's do this new blanket. I mean, I guess blue and red is kind of Christmassy. Whoa, it's actually perfect. Ignore the blue. I forgot to get white sheets. It actually looks pretty good. Nice and Christmassy. I cannot wait to give that baby outfit to Needle. I know it looks like chaos right now, but it's a work in progress. I need to hurry up though, because I do not want to do the 12th challenge. Time for this. I hate sharing a bathroom with my brother. Ah! I don't think this fits. Okay. Great. And it goes like this. Perfect. Now I'm just gonna put this Merry Christmas bath mat. Perfect. Looks way better already. Put one right here. Perfect. Now it's time to make the room and the bathroom smell better. Because living with a boy. The scent of this is lavender and eucalyptus. I'm such a good sister. I gave Hudson his morning routine. Tells him what skincare to do. It's perfect. This is the final piece for the completed bathroom. There we go. Let's see if it will close. Perfect. I'll wash this later. Now we'll replace this old one. Looks better already. Come on, Sandy, we have more to do. This will light up, but I just need batteries. The rest of this is for the tree. Christmas tree here in 3, 2, 1. Whoa, it worked. Now let's hang these. I think my mom's grandmother made them, but IDK. The tree is all done. Ta-da! What do you think, Dad?
This looks good, actually.
I know, right? Except for the pink walls.
Well, they might not be pink for much longer. Let's move on. All right, Sadie, just gently pick the next one.
Okay.
You're waiting for number 12. Believe me, you're waiting for number 12.
Okay, try out a beauty advent calendar. Oh, last year I had an advent calendar and I loved it.
Let's do it.
This is a 12 days of beauty advent calendar. You are supposed to open one each day, but I'm too impatient. Let's just open all of them right now. Let's see. Here's number one. It looks kind of cool. Let's see what's in it. Okay, it is a eyeshadow stick. Oh, it's actually really pretty. Number two, a blush. Oh, I love blush.
Okay, it's like orange. That's actually so pretty. All of these products are Ulta Beauty, I think. 3, brow gel. Oh my gosh, I love brow gel. I really like it. 4, lip gloss. Oh my gosh, it smells so good. It's really sticky, but I really like the color. I love this advent calendar so far. 5, gel eyeliner. Oh no, I hate eyeliner. That's actually really nice. Let's see if it smudges. I don't think this is the best eyeliner to get. 6, lip matte cream. I don't think I can want matte lip cream. I actually do give it like a 10 out of 10 because it's a really nice consistency. I just don't think it looks good on me. 7, lipstick. I think it's too dark for my liking, but it's actually so pretty. How am I only on 8? Ooh, highlighter. I love highlighter. I think you just wanted camera time. I need to hurry up because I cannot be doing 12. I actually really like this highlighter, and highlighter is probably one of my favorite parts of makeup. Lip mask, ooh, and it's vanilla scented. I literally love vanilla. Pretty good. And I think it's super hydrating. I'm only on 10, I really have to hurry up. Eyeshadow primer. So it makes your eyeshadow stay on longer, I guess. What are you doing?
I look so good in this light. Like, I look young. Look at that. Look at
me. Okay, it's the snail mucin, Dad.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, actually? Really? Oh, okay, I'm out. I'm gonna go put on some more snail stuff.
It's like not full, so I can't really rate that product. I give that one a 0 because it doesn't come out. Oh, a beauty blender! Yay! I love beauty blenders. Oh my gosh, guys, this beauty blender is so good. I'm rating it like a 10 out of 10. The final one. I'm gonna try and guess what it is without looking. Oh, another box. Is it eyeshadow? Oh, I was right. It's eyeshadow. I don't really wear eyeshadow. I actually really like that. I think that's a pretty good product. The entire kit, I'm gonna rate it a 7 out of 10, just because some of the products didn't really work, but I like most of them. All right, next challenge.
Sandy, why don't I get this light? Play back some of the light you've given me. You make me look 90 years old, dude.
You are 90 years old.
We're almost halfway done, and it's getting dark, so okay, you're gonna probably have to do 12.
What is it? Wallpaper?
Thank you, Instagram. This is actually a really good one, I think.
Wallpaper my bedroom for the holidays?
Come on, you said you didn't like pink. This is actually awesome.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Okay, this is gonna take us a minute, though. That's the thing, it's probably gonna get a little dark.
Oh, wait, what?
Yep, so let's hurry up. Come on. Here's the wallpaper. I'm gonna start emptying the room. You get started.
How do I do it?
Cut and paste, I think.
Oh, here we go.
All right, come on, we gotta hurry up. It's gonna get dark, and then you're gonna have to do it on 12. Gotta start taking the frames off. I think some holiday photos would look good in there. Like, imagine me in a Santa hat.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Doesn't look too bad. Dad!
Wow, this is gonna look great. I think we need to help her.
Yeah. Delbro! We've got the Christmas transformation done. It looks so good.
This is my holiday room makeover. We put in way more than just wallpaper. I love it.
She's so gentle. You're good.
FaceTime a YouTuber and sing a... No.
What? Instagram wants it.
I'm doing it right now.
I don't know what she's doing. Who is it?
Turn your camera on.
I have a big pimple on my nose. I'm not frozen.
Oh, this song is perfect for you then. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
It glows.
All of the other reindeer. Okay, perfect. Bye.
Wait. Out of 10, what do you rate her song?
0. She's not good
singing. Okay, let's hear you.
No.
What is that hat? No offense. But like, what is that hat?
It's a beanie. It's cold out here.
I know it's a beanie.
I'm at Jamba Juice.
By yourself? Be safe. Okay, bye.
Hi, Nadal. How you doing? We're getting together next week for that thing. Oh, for the birthday thing.
Okay, bye, Nadal.
Okay, see you next week for the birthday. I guess she did it. Moving on. The fact that we're outside for this one kind of tells you what kind of round this is going to be.
I can spray with the hose?
I didn't want to do this. I'm just saying I didn't want to do this.
I'm
doing this
for
Instagram. A lot of people ask for this. I don't want to do it.
Is it the hose?
Kind of worse than the hose.
Pour eggnog on my dad's head?
Yep.
Yay! Let me go get it.
We're not going to do eggnog because my assistant Rowan actually has expired milk. We didn't want to waste eggnog. Why did I agree to this? Thanks, Instagram. You know I'm going to get her back with 12.
3, 2.
Oh my gosh, wait. My phone. Oops. Oh! Ah! Oh, God, my mouth! It's expired! That was so gross! Wait around 12, though! I am getting... Yuck! Oh, God, that's gross.
My dad is showing upstairs, but I cannot wait for him because I do not want to have to do 12. Okay? Do a holiday TikTok? I like that! I'm gonna do the TikTok called Walking in a Winter Wonderland. Normally, you do it with 2 people, but I have my dad with me, so you guys can do it with me. First, it goes, walking in a winter wonderland, and jump, and you go, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down, Santa Claus. We're gonna go, here, 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 Nick Santa Blitz. Tall is reindeer. This is how I try and make a good TikTok. You have to make the beginning really good so that people keep on watching, obviously. Number two, make sure you hit your poses, kind of like gymnastics. Number three, smile the entire time. So you don't want to be like, but you want to be like. And if you put all of these things together, you get a great TikTok. So let's try and do it. I really need to hurry up so I don't have to do number 12. My fourth tip is to use the environment. So I put the fire in the background because I think it looks way cool.
Santa Claus. Do you know Cupid sent his arrow straight to my heart, a waterfall? In love this Christmas, Santa, that would be the greatest gift of all.
I think I got it. Now let's move on to the next challenge. Come on, Dad, number 10, let's go.
It's getting dark. I think 12 is in my grasp.
No,
yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, this one's my favorite, actually. This is called Operation Santa. Through the
oh,
post
I
office.
Love those.
A kid wrote this letter to Santa, but because Santa is really busy this year, we went to Operation Santa online, and now we are going to buy this present for the kid.
Dear Santa, my name is Abby, and I'm 6 years old. I think you should visit me because I have been extra good this year. I made good grades, even though I have been out of school because I had to have 2 surgeries.
Aww.
My mommy says I'm a strong little girl. What I really want for Christmas is a power pony. I wanted one for a long time, but my mommy can't afford it.
Aww, that's so sweet. I think we should go get our power pony.
Awesome. What's a power pony?
No clue, but hopefully they have it at Target. Our second trip of the day.
Thank you, Target. We got Abby her power pony. Abby, Merry Christmas. Not much sun left, and there's one more to go. Let's see what happens.
Dad, please hurry up.
Number 11, if it's a quick one, you might get it in before it gets dark.
Okay,
if it's long, then you're definitely getting number 12.
I can't get number 12.
You're running out of light.
Baked holiday cookies? No, it's almost dark outside.
But on the positive side, they are delicious. We have a very special recipe for holiday cookies that goes back generations, and we're gonna teach it to you right now.
So first we're gonna do this entire pack of butter, right? And Mom, you have to try not to touch it, right?
Sounds good.
This is like a bowl full, sure, I guess. Then you take the mixer thingy and you whisk it.
Mixer?
I've never actually had the job of like making them. I've only ever had the job of decorating. So it's amazing to move up.
This is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Oh yeah. Don't taste it yet. Hold on, it's just flour and butter and sugar right now. Wait.
Yeah.
Eggs, I cracked them for you. So the secret is all of these spices, allspice, nutmeg, cloves, and cinnamon. What makes them really, really...
That's the secret.
Secret.
No, just tell them.
No.
You're not selling the cookies, just tell them the secret.
Salish is gonna add the flour and the spices together and then blend it slowly.
Yeah, Mom, this is not my first rodeo, I got you.
These cookies are gonna be bussin'.
Stop it, no. More spices?
Whoa, okay. Do you wanna do the secret thing?
No, okay.
I mean, they're really protective of this family secret.
Let me tell you guys though, the secret.
No!
Those are gonna be so good.
Mom, do you hear what's gonna happen for number 12?
It's gonna be awesome.
No. This is the same dough, but it's been refrigerated for 5 hours. We start rolling until it's really thick. Hi, Grammy. Hi, Guppa. Because I know you're watching this. These cookie cutters I actually got at Target, and you can get them for like $1 each.
Beautiful.
We line down some parchment paper so that the dough won't stick to the pan. And you take a spatula, you grab your shape, you just put it right on the parchment paper. Then you can literally add any decorations you want. And the egg whites make the decorations stick. Now I'm gonna add some sprinkles.
Wow, say, look at this one. It's more sprinkles than cookie. We're gonna put them in the oven at 350 for about 10 minutes. Here we go. 10 minutes.
So in 10 minutes, we'll check back on you guys. They're coming out now. They smell so good.
Cheers. Oh, they're really good.
Good job, Mom.
Good job, Say.
Do not share this recipe, right, Mom? It's top secret.
It's just between us.
Hey!
Let me try. Yum!
Dad!
These are so actually good, and by the way. The secret
Dad!
Ingredient
Dad!
Is that you Dad! Grind the nutmeg. Are you ready for number 12?
No!
Let's go!
No!
She's so excited.
No!
It got dark, obviously. Are you ready for number 12?
No.
Number 12. You want to read it?
No.
Should we just smoke bomb into it? Number 12. Matching holiday pajamas photo shoot.
Dad.
With your dad. She doesn't want to do this right now, but it meant a lot to me, so she's doing it.
I love my dad so much, but matching pajama photos, that's really cringy.
Oh yeah, she's loving it. Okay, we both snuggle up like ooh, like brrr. We're grabbing our lip. You want to be on my shoulders? Dope it! This is cute. I can feel this is cute.
Well, that was fun. Hope Nito likes his present.
Yo!
Your girlfriend got you something.
Ow!
Happy holidays, Nito. I know this won't fit you yet, but you'll grow into it.
I'm not that small.
You can get that one further.
So, you know, this was a good idea, but I'm gonna send it back to you because it'll fit you better.